they organize homes and they always put everything in these clear containers. I think maybe they'll put like rectal suppositories in a container. Wait, that 10 seconds, you didn't quite give that to me evenly. I thought I had more
time. I know, I was
time.
Just like 10.
You're like, and now I was like, I was out of time. It's like 10, 5, 8 at a time.
I need to figure this out.
It's fine.
Is it though?
It is.
Let me see. Oh. Can I trigger this from the PC?
I need to stop recording.
Can I trigger it from the PC? No, I cannot.
You know what you could do, but it'd be really complicated. You could open up OBS. Even if you have OBS,
I mean, the easiest thing to do.
You could camera through OBS, and then you could put an overlay of a timer over your camera image.
No, what I should do, Adam.
Yeah.
Is just play it on the PC, and then just share the screen with the music player on it, and you would see it counting down.
So I couldn't see you, but yeah.
You don't need to see me during that only during that last little piece.
But this is the one time week I can
you
see
have been,
you.
You've been waiting forever to eat that cinnamon bun suppository.
No, but I'm done now. I mean, we're done with the recording now, so I can...
Well. Nothing better than that blending things with stuff. Oh, your Vita cooking podcast.
No, there will be no more podcast from me.
What? It's not true. You're doing one about continuous delivery.
I mean, but that would be internal, and that would be done on company time. And no one else would be able to hear it unless you're working for Walmart.
To the company store. Yeah, I was like trying to figure out what company you were talking about that you're gonna steal their you're gonna write your own version of their stuff and you're just stringing them along.
Oh, I mean, it's not gonna mean anything to you, Sauce Labs.
I don't want to. No, don't tell me.
Oh, why not?
This goes off on level 13.
Well, yeah, but I mean, oh, well, true. But I mean,
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who they are. I was just trying to sit there. Oh, I wonder who they are.
But it is kind of an awkward conversation when you're like in a meeting and this company's like, oh, we really want to have these, you know, synergy meetings with you where we can, you know, figure out what your needs are and what your roadmap is. And so how can we help you be successful? You know, and all that.
Remember when you were a kid and used to think like, why doesn't someone just tell Walmart that they're doing this wrong? Or like, you know, you like basically pick up the phone and you call like the Walmart corporate headquarters and go, I just want to let you know that Ann in your Terre Haute store is a total cunt. She like gave me blah, 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 blah. It's just like, it's a big fucking corporation. It's just like no one at the Terre Haute store is ever going to know that you called corporate. Like no, the person that answered that is like, if you had $1 billion savings idea for a company that you didn't work for, it's like, how would you ever tell them? It's like, they don't read their email. It's like, there'd be some, you know, weirdo that read your email and stuff. It's not like you're going to, it's like, I don't know why I thought of that. I'm just saying that.
Well, no, I will tell you, I've had people, mainly Maddie, but I've had people email me or call me and say, hey, I had a horrible experience at this Walmart.
Yes.
Can you like run that up the chain or whatever? And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, who? What? Do you want me to like...
Cyclone enjoyed the Church of Deborah reveal to Adam.
I thought they were funny.
I've never... Well, I thought it was funny they were talking about Vitamix.
It was funny.
Hey, now, Walmart, their masks, our Walmart...
We require masks.
Yeah, they'll sit outside. They have you have to go through a thing to get into the Walmart because they also gate the number of people in the store if it's too busy. And it's like, so you have to say, and they will not let you in the door if you don't have a mask on.
That is now relaxing a bit, but we are still requiring masks.
You mean here in Florida where we won? We won!
No, I don't know. In Arkansas, they removed the little barrier at the opening, but they still are requiring masks. I'm sure it's state specific. Yeah. So I'm sure it depends on the state.
Do you watch the TikTok, Adam?
Sometimes. Not much, but a little.
I am so fucking addicted to TikTok. It's like, I downloaded it because, you know, Trump was trying to ban it or whatever, and then I just left it on my phone for a little while, and then I started watching it, and it's like crack. It just like keeps giving, and here's the thing, Adam, every single video that I'm watching that I'm laughing at, I'm like going, Scott could do that better. Scott would be funnier doing that. And it's just like, so I'm trying to get Scott to make a TikTok account.
Scott as an Antivera or Scott as in Seder?
No, Scott as an Antivera.
It's It's very confusing now. Yeah. Well, no, I
because he does all that because all the little dog videos where the people are doing the voices for the dog.
Oh yeah,
it's like he would be great at those.
That's true. He would. That he would definitely. And he might enjoy that because he likes to make videos.
Right.
It would use his voiceover talents.
Yes.
And he's not making any money at it, so I mean, it wouldn't really be a job. I know he's avoiding work now.
I'm just saying. He should do it. He should be a TikToker.
Have you told him that?
Yes. I not only did I tell him that the other day, and he gave me the whole like, Daniel, I'm old. I don't understand what things are, blah, blah, blah.
He loves editing video too, which is really surprising. But
anyway. So I've been sending him like just nonstop now. I've been sending him funny TikTok videos, just constantly streaming him another TikTok video. Like here, watch this one. Here, I'm going to play this one for you, Adam. This is a TikTok video that most of the ones that I send him are pet stuff. So they're funny to listen to, but you wouldn't get the joke. This is one, it was the day after the vice presidential debate. And this is a TikTok. The gist of this video is that this is the fly, you know, the fly that landed on Pence's head.
Yeah.
This is his publicist calling the fly the next morning.
It's Jenny. What the heck just happened? We're obsessed. We're all freaking out over here. I'm freaking out. No, you're an icon. You're an American treasure. No, I'm shaking in my boots. girl, America just watched you and loved you. Even the Republicans are like laughing. Yeah, no, I saw it on Twitter. Don't go on Twitter. How did you think of the idea? I wasn't aware you were doing that. Oh, you did it with your agents? Okay, I just need to be kept in the loop with these things. It's important. But that's besides the point. I think the first thing we need to do is kind of get it into the narrative that you are female. No one is talking about the fact that you are a strong female fly boss girl in charge, and people need to know. And then I think it's acting. No, people are saying you're the next Jennifer Lawrence. No, they are. There's Oscar buzz. Nadine, write that down. Oscar buzz. Emphasis on the buzz, Nadine. Anyway, go do your thing. I don't want to hold you up. Go eat some garbage, girl. We love you. We love you. We love you, fly. Bye. It's Denny.
He sounds like one of the gayish boys. I don't know why.
Don't know. This is JT Firstman.
Or I could see that Randy Rainbow person doing something like that, yeah. Whatever his name is.
He's had some questionable hair choices.
I mean, you know.
Like where he bleached blonde his hair. It was just kind of like, girl.
My hair used to be bleach blonde.
I know, but he's like clearly in his 30s. He's just like a girl. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you knew me then, because I think I already had just gone back to natural color by the time you and I met.
I love the fact that, no, I've never known you with blonde hair. I love the fact that Nicole Wallace on MSNBC pointed out that the fly landed on his head. And he never shooed it away. The fly left because it got bored. It's just like he never like shooed the fly or whatever. The fly was just happy like crawling around there. And
maybe
like,
he didn't know.
How can you not know? He has thinning hair. He has thinning gray hair. And it's like clearly the fly was just, it was a pretty big fly too. It's like bigger than the ones in your house. It's like it was on his head sitting there.
Ours are generally not flies, and they're small, and they want to fly right into my nostril, or my eyeball, or my mouth. They really like to. I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, I know that wasn't the point of what you were saying, but I think I'm going to just buy whatever you put down your drains to kill anything that might be in the drains, and just pour it down every single drain.
Okay.
Because they say that they can come up out of drains.
Okay.
I've not seen any coming up out of a drain.
So you are just to get this
but,
clear. So you believe there's a product.
Yeah.
That you pour down the drains that will kill everything.
Yeah. I mean, well, you could pour boiling water down the drain. That's another thing you could do. But the pest control guy came over, said he had something that he can pour down the drain to get rid of the gnats or whatever, the fruit flies and stuff. Okay. And so I assume there is a product, but he only did it in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the chat room is like, it's called bleach, but it's like, you know what else you can pour down the drain? Alcohol, bleach. It's like, there's so many things you could do yourself, like Pine Sol.
Why don't they drown? I mean, we're pouring water down these drains all the time. I mean, do they have like little air tanks or something? Like, I mean, what's...
Well, most flies, I don't know what the embryonic stages of flies are, but a lot of like insects, their embryo stages, you know, are basically close to fish. I mean, they're just like little tadpole things. It's like, so it depends on whether they, I mean, I don't think they're flying around. Like once they, whatever, metamorphosize or hatch or whatever the fuck they do.
I don't know. But I mean, the only thing I can think of is it's got to be coming out of like drains, and we've never used the shower up here, and so I like there's never been there, I don't think there's even ever been any water touch the drain pipe of that shower, because well, I've never even turned that shower, you know what, I don't even know if that shower works. I've never tested it. It could totally not work.
I would, you know what, I was about to make a joke about that, and then I was thinking about it, and it was like the bathroom upstairs here that we use as the cat's bathroom, and for, you know, we just use the toilet in there. It's like it has a full shower. We've never turned it on.
Yeah, I've never turned it on. Why would I take a shower up here? Like, there's no.
Yeah, this isn't our bathroom. There's litter all over the floor. This is a cat's bathroom. Yeah, it's like we take a shower downstairs in our bathroom.
I have a porn shower downstairs. That's what I use. I did take another bath the other day, and now I've started. We have this eucalyptus and something else, eucalyptus tea scented body oil / body wash.
Yeah.
And I pour a little bit of that in there before I take a bath, and I soak.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Before you luxuriate.
Yeah. But I've still got to buy one of those, the things that you sit on top of your bathtub to like hold a book or like your iPad or whatever, you know, if you're...
Yeah.
Or a cup of tea, or some hot cocoa, or, you know, whatever you... what.
Those like are things that look fun in the movies, but in reality, they suck. It's just like laying in a tub is just not comfortable. It's like if you could read a book in the tub, it's just like you've got... After you get, like, not even a whole chapter in, you've got, like, the porcelain, like, digging into your shoulder blades, and it's like it's just not a pleasant... And you eventually go, like, you know what would be better? Laying in bed. I could literally go prop a pillow up behind me. I could just lay here. I could put covers over me. And
I mean, although I do understand what you're saying, I enjoy laying in a bath. Now, I mean, I only enjoy it for a certain amount of time. Usually
I'm just saying it's like
20 and 30 minutes, you know, okay. But if I wanted to watch, you know, YouTube during that 20 or 30 minutes, I could.
Well, I could see watching a video, I guess, if you want to watch a video.
But or if I just want a drink in there with me, you know, some hydration while I'm luxuriating.
While you're luxuriating, it's like, and you're sweating, and it's like you need to keep yourself hydrated.
Right. So I need to buy one of those. Well, at first I told Mark, I'm like, I'm just going to buy a little side table to go next to the, like a wooden, so it doesn't matter if it gets wet, you know, not anything like, not MDF, but like actual like wood.
Yeah.
Or something that you would put in a bag.
You know what you should get, Adam? You should get yourself an Alex. They're $79 and they're very sturdy.
Oh, but not for the bath, not for the shower.
I think you should get them for every place all the time. You should get them for every room.
I don't think they deliver here is the other problem.
I had to go pick this up.
But I don't have an IKEA. So that's
just
the problem. Imagine what it's like being me.
It's just some oak and some pine and some Norsemen, Adam.
Did you pay a task rabbit to put it together for you, or did you do it yourself?
Oh, I put it together. I only had two extra parts.
Oh, that's good.
Right, and I knew where they're from, because I was like, the very first thing I connected together, I was just like, oh, I forgot to put the little wooden dowel things in there.
Are the instructions just a bunch of like arrows and some emojis?
Pictures, yes. It's arrows and pictures.
Yeah. Okay. All the files. Well, the video is currently uploading.
I don't need the video.
You will need the video.
But not tonight. I'm not doing the video.
I know, but I just, you know, I like to get it all off my plate. All out of the way. Done.
Out of the way, Adam.
Because I'll forget. And then you'll be texting me. You'll be like, Hey, you know, you gave me master instead of track one. And then I'm like, shit.
This is a true story. This is a true story from last week.
And I like run up the stairs as quickly as I possibly can. I'm like, I've got to get that. I've got to move that over.
That file.
Now, I did do something. You can see. Do you see? Nope, you can't see it.
What can
I see? Do you see all those Ethernet cables that look like they're going nowhere?
Yes.
There's a switch there.
Well, that's exciting.
So now all of my computers up here have wired.
They're all hardwired.
Because I only have one plug in the wall.
Yeah.
So I was having to like switch back and forth. I just put a little switch down there. And so.
Hub.
Yeah.
Oh, a switch is in a network switch.
A network switch.
Not another one of his crazy wall switch things.
Oh, I forgot to mention this, and I'm not even sure if it came up on this podcast or not. But Nessa had given me instructions on how to cancel my Geico policy.
Yes.
And I had forgotten and not done it. She gave it to me. She gave me the instructions over a month ago.
Uh-huh.
So I finally did what she told me to do. She said, oh, honey, don't call them. Don't call because it's been so busy recently. Like, you'll be on hold forever. Here, email this or whatever. I shouldn't say this on air, but I am. Anyway, I'm not giving her last name or anything like that. And so she's like, but don't tell anyone because I'm not really supposed to give you this. And so then I emailed them and gave them all the information that she said. And they sent me back an email and said, there's something wrong with your policy. We need you to give us a call. And so I called them today. I was thinking, oh, great. I'm not going to. Thank you, Nessa. I'm not going to have to call. I won't have to wait on hold. I called today. I was on hold for 20 minutes and I had to hang up because I had a meeting. So never got anybody on the phone. So now tomorrow I'm going to have to call again.
You have no idea what's wrong with your policy.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure it's because they got this cancellation request and they're like, you need to call us. And
well, yeah, it's probably triggered their whatchamajigger.
I sent them the declaration page for my new insurance that clearly states I've had State Farm since May 29th.
Yes.
And I still have Geico. It's been like 4 months. I've paid Geico for 4 months at the same time as paying State Farm also for 4 months. I've paid for two insurances for the last 4 months.
It's crazy.
And I'm not really even asking them to backdate it. Although if they did, that would be lovely.
I realized the other night when Archer did his test recording, because he hadn't yet bought his Zoom account. And he was just like, oh, we may cut off after 40 minutes because I didn't pay for a Zoom account.
Right.
And it turned out that it was actually, the free Zoom account is unlimited time for one-on-one. It's only if you add in a third person that it's to 40. But yeah. So it's like, and so I was like going, why the hell am I paying for Zoom? It's like, literally all I ever do is Zoom with you, which is one-on-one. It's like, I don't need to have this account.
Well, also I have a Zoom.
I know.
And I could call you just as easily, or I could create the meeting.
The only reason I'm doing this is because I'm recording. So it's just like, that's the only reason that I established the call so that I can record on my computer.
I mean, I can also record, but yes.
But I've been playing with the video
recording.
So if we make clips on the interwebs, I can use video from them.
But I'd really like to figure out how to use my real camera if we're going to start doing that on the regular, because this is really overblown and right up my nose, like really close and everything like that. So
mine's bad too, but that's right. If you're watching a little clip of a I'm doing this as scare quotes, of a radio show, people expect you to not be like you're videoing. It's like, because we have on the big headphones and the...
True.
When Kathy Marshall went to file an insurance complaint with the California Attorney General, the forms were so numerous and horrible that I dropped the complaint. Now, so who do you complain to about having too many forms for the complaints?
I don't know. I'm not saying they're refusing to cancel it. It's my fault. I didn't let them know. But I was just thinking, by following Nessa's instructions, that I wasn't going to have to email them. And so, all right, I'm sorry. You I wasn't going to have to call them, is what I meant. Call them.
We're yeah. going to have to call them.
And I understand that 20 minutes is not an exorbitant amount of time. There have been people who have been on hold for much longer.
Oh, I didn't do that joke. Hoover Dam dumping the electricity to Los Angeles was good compared to shipping it up to Las Vegas because L.A. is downhill. Kathy Marshall is saying that it's downhill all the way to L.A. It aerates the electrons. The Hoover Dam sends all its electricity to L.A.
Okay.
Because it's downhill.
I mean, is that a joke or is there?
Well, I don't know. It's got to flow downhill, right? You can't like make it flow uphill.
That's water, not electricity.
Kathy Marshall is a almost Yale graduate and said that it aerates the electrons. It's like, yeah, you'd have to agree with her. Now, Kathy Marshall, you're saying you didn't graduate from Yale, but you went to Yale. You tortured eels. We'll have to wait. She's listening on the stream, so we have to wait for her to... Are you actually doing that?
Yeah. I don't like the way I look on this webcam. I look much better on the other camera.
I'm not using the video for anything.
I know.
Relax. I'll draw a cartoon.
Yeah.
I made an Adam cartoon once, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's worried now because I said that I'm recording on Zoom because
I'm not worried. I was just
clips.
Looking.
When I do the clips, I may, instead of doing that static bar thing, I may actually use the video, you know, in a two shot that's really small. So it's just like people wouldn't even see detail in it. You would just be a blob. You'd be a blob of flesh, Adam. Mm-hmm. All right, so Kathy Marshall was going out with a biology grad student, and that's why I was hunting eels in the cold, clear Connecticut River. But you must have been in the area. One doesn't just go to Yale. Like, there's nothing fucking in New Haven, Connecticut, other than Yale, so. And apparently, biology grad students.
Cinnamon roll.
Was so cinnamony.
No, it's gotten kind of dry.
Yeah? Because why didn't you heat it up?
Well, I need to heat it up, but then I'd have to go downstairs. I don't have a microwave up here, so.
If you had a Vitamix, you could have just, like, heated it up with the friction of the blades.
Whizzed it around. Now, maybe that would happen in any mixer. I don't know. But no other mixer have they advertised this will make soup and heat it up. The only one I've ever seen that advertised it that way was the Vitamix. Now, I've not tried on my little Kroger special whatever.
In fairness, I've never ran a blender for 8 fucking minutes. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I have a blender that I could like an Oster. I could push it on, you know, frappe or whatever and walk away for 8 minutes and maybe it would be boiling when I got, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just saying that is not the selling factor. I'm just saying that's an
You were so excited about the soup. You were just like, yeah, it makes this thing. And all the chefs on TV has Daniel, it makes soup.
Well, it will. That is not a lie.
Did you ever have a?
No, no.
For the people listening, the chat room ask if Adam ever had a George Foreman.
I don't generally buy things that are, and probably if Mark was listening, he would be like, that is untrue. You do all the time. But I don't think I buy things that are unitaskers. Like, well, I guess the George Foreman grill isn't really a unitasker. You could cook.
No, it'll cook a lot of different things.
But I have a problem with those. Not a problem, but I've never really felt it crucial to buy like, a countertop toaster oven or a George Foreman grill or any of those things that cook, because I've got an oven and a stove and, you know, that and a microwave. Those three things are pretty much what you need to cook. Now, I say that, but now I do have an air fryer and a sous vide. But the thing,
good God, if you talk more about that goddamn sous vide.
But the thing about the sous vide is it keeps it at exactly the temperature.
I know. Could you tell us that every fucking time you talk about your goddamn sous vide?
It's amazing. It'll change your life.
It'll not change my life.
Actually, I had French fries for dinner from a fast food establishment this evening, and they were cold when we got home, but I put them in the air fryer. That is the best way to crisp up fast food fries.
Right. Just a keeping score at home, you have a sous vide and an air fryer, but a George Foreman grill is something that you
wouldn't want. That is over the line.
That's where you draw the line. Okay, what do you use the air fryer for? What is the air fryer? Is it just like a hair dryer that's like blowing on the food?
Mainly, I use it for potatoes.
Oh.
Various forms. So I put...
Why don't you use the sous vide for the potatoes?
No. That would make mashed potatoes. So I think the only thing I use the air fryer for is... The problem now, fatty. Uses,
so it is
fatty,
also a unit.
It is a unit task. Well, kind of. I make different types of potatoes. I mean, like I have my favorite recipe right now.
Oh,
is
dear God, a smashed potato.
Yeah, is the one where I microwave them, for 4 minutes.
Yes, and then you put them in the
and
air fryer.
And then I smash them, and I drizzle them with the olive oil, and I put them in the air fryer, and they get really crispy.
Yes.
The problem is, and our oven in the house is actually a convection oven, so I wouldn't have to use the air fryer, but I did attempt to do the same recipe in the oven on the convection setting, and it took longer and didn't get as crispy for some reason. I don't know if it's because the air is not hitting it as directly in the smaller air fryer, you know, in the big oven as opposed to the small. I'm not really sure. But, like, they didn't get quite as crispy. If I'd have left them in longer, but the air fryer in, like, 12 minutes, I can get them, like, super crispy. Whereas the oven, I left them in there for, like, 20, and they weren't nearly as crispy. So it still does a better job than the oven, even though the oven is technically an air fryer. It has an air fryer setting on the oven.
Nice.
So
we have a... horribly cheap oven that came with the house that is you know, one of those flat cooktop things, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I hate it. And the thing is, we have gas here in the house, so it's like I could put in a gas oven.
I love
a gas range.
No, Cyclone, the only thing that you might consider a dorm room appliance is the air fryer. But the sous vide, that is like the
rage.
Oh,
come on. Someone walks in and sees like a big tub of water sitting there with a little, you know.
No, that is like, I mean, all of the chefs, that's how they cook in restaurants. That's not like a dorm room appliance. That's like how they cook. When you order a steak at a restaurant, nine times out of 10, they have a bunch of bags of steak in their sous vide in the back. They pull one out, sear it really quick, put it on the plate, and that's how you're getting your steak. I mean, sous vide is like very common gourmet method. And also, I have a really nice gas range.
You don't eat steak much, do you?
They do that, Cyclone. I beg to differ. You work in one restaurant. I'm not saying every single restaurant does it, but also, how are you like a video producer and you work in a restaurant? Like,
he didn't say he worked in a restaurant. He said work a restaurant.
Oh. Anyway, regardless, I know for a fact that some restaurants use sous vide.
And okay, I've never. It's like I've gone to Morton's. It's like you can see them cooking your steaks. It's not sous vide. They actually like are cooking your steaks.
And I have never seen a sous vide in a dorm room. I mean, that would be kind of.
No, because most people, if they have big tubs of water in their dorm room, they're growing pot. It's also a sous vide.
A George Foreman grill is a dorm room appliance, and I've never owned one of those. So there.
Anyway, Adam.
Yes?
I have to. Go get some beverage in my glass.
Thank you, TB. Thank you for being on my side. I appreciate it. I mean, I cook with all of my appliances. The gas range, the oven, the sous vide.
All appliances matter?
Like, no, all appliances matter. I mean, I cook gourmet level food occasionally. I mean, yes, I do eat a lot of fast food. I'm not going to lie about that. Although when I go back on Weight Watchers in another week, I won't be eating fast food.
Tomorrow is our cheat day, and we're supposed to go over to this couple's house to play some games, to play board games. and they're making lasagna.
Oh, nice.
It's like, I don't know that I want to eat lasagna on my cheat day. It's just like, it's my cheat day. I don't want to waste it on fucking lasagna.
Well, I mean, it is very carby though.
I know, but it's not, I don't like lasagna. So it's like, I'm making a, I mean, I'll eat it, but it's like, it's not my favorite. I'm making a strawberry cobbler. I'm taking a strawberry cobbler.
Well, that's a good cheat day item.
I know, that's a good one.
Eat it with some vanilla ice cream.
When you make, I already have the vanilla ice cream.
So when you make a cobbler,
yes,
what kind of crust are you doing for your cobbler?
So
different methods.
Yeah, I know. I use the recipe that I use is to simplify it, you make the batter with the milk and the flour and the sugar and the baking powder, and then you melt the butter in the dish, and then you have the fruit sweetened separately, and then you basically pour the batter into the butter without stirring, and then you spoon the fruit into the thing without stirring.
That is the only type of cobbler anyone should ever make.
I know, I agree.
That is the cobbler.
That is the cobbler.
That shit where they put pie crust on top of it.
Oh, no, bullshit. Bullshit, no.
Or even worse, the one where they make Bisquick and then like put scoops of Bisquick and you have little biscuits floating around in your fruit. No, again, no. You need exactly what you just described. That is my favorite kind of cobbler.
So TB in the chat room says that dorm appliances are all about quick and easy. And that's cute because that was actually that was written on Adam's dorm room at college. How quick and easy.
No, I couldn't. I had a roommate who was not gay. The only, you know, only after I moved into
the apartment. Well, that's why you were quick because your roommate. True.
My first dorm, we actually had a public shower.
Adam will blow anyone, but you have to do it when his roommate's not there and you have to finish really quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's always the case. I don't like these people who take a long time. I enjoy... Yeah,
what's their problem?
I enjoy sucking dick, but I don't enjoy it enough to like make a job out of it. Like,
well, I'm not going to get lockjaw.
You need to complete.
Like, what would you consider to be too long, though?
I don't know.
Like, do you have a stopwatch?
Too long? No, I don't. But if I were thinking about it, I would say like my favorite is like a really quick one, like 5 to 10 minutes. Boom, you're out of there. But I would say anything over about 15, 20 minutes, and I've done my job. You need to like...
Move along. People waiting. I got a whole waiting room out there.
I don't need any of that. No. I mean, use your hand.
Okay.
That's it.
That's where you draw the line.
I mean, not literally, but if I were thinking about it, that's about where I'm like, okay, come on. You know, I mean,
I don't know that I could blow a guy for 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. That's about 15 to 20 minutes. And like you should have been done by then.
I enjoy sucking dick, but after about 5 minutes, I'm just like, okay, why don't you just fuck me?
Well, man, I don't want to do that. That's
I know. Worse. See, but I have that out. So
yeah, no. No, I enjoy sucking, but your mouth gets tired. It happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It happens. Whatever happens, happens, Adam.
No matter how good you are. I've seen some of these videos where they're letting the guy like shove it all the way down their throat and gag them until they actually have vomit like mucus come up out of their mouth.
The vomit
mouth.
Is
they're
not
like,
mucus.
They're like, right. And like all this like really thick mucus. I'm like, that is not sexy. There is no need. I don't need anybody like choking me to the point where I'm like, you know, gagging and like, mucus is coming up.
Really? Because I'll tell you, it's like there's this couple that we play around with, and one of them was fucking me, and he like grabbed my throat, and he was like choking me, and it was like, that was so hot. And then he was just like going, is this okay? And I was just like, yes.
I mean, it's fine for you, but I don't want anybody to do that to me.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. All right, I have to get a drink.
Okay. I'm just saying goodnight to Mark. I can't multitask. Sorry, I'll be back with the chat room momentarily. I can't multitask. What else? Is there any emoji I want to use here? Yes, here we go. There, done. So, TB, you say there's a difference between hand and throat. Which are you thinking is more appropriate or more fun? Because I don't know, something shoved down my throat to the point where I can't breathe, and it's making me vomit, basically. I mean, I just don't find that sexy. Like, I don't like it to be that forceful, I guess. I mean, I'm not into dominant submissive much anyway, so I mean, I probably wouldn't be into any of that. But I mean, the choking with your hand on a neck is probably preferable to me than having, literally having my air passage clogged with something for, because they stick it in there and then they won't let it, they won't pull it out until the person like literally gags because they can't breathe. And so that's the part that I would not enjoy. Because, I mean, you feel trapped or something, like you literally can't breathe, like something's down your throat. I mean, I know some people like it, and I'm not shaming them. I'm just saying that is not my cup of tea all. But I don't mind anything. What are you? I mean, I don't care. Though that's true as well. Choking and strangulation are not the same thing. That is true. Did you get your drink?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't set it on my desk during the show because it'll make the rumble in the mic stand, but so I put it over here.
I used to have a coaster, and I can't find it now.
It coasted away, baby.
Because all of my, I've said this before, I repeat myself a lot, but all of my desks are MDF, and so if they get wet, they swell up.
Yeah, they do.
And they'll never go down. Like, they're permanently swollen.
So what was your thoughts on the whole Trump going into the hospital thing?
My thoughts? Well, I had lots of thoughts, but I didn't think that people should make fun of him. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, you said
I didn't think people
show.
Should. Oh, did we already know by the time we recorded?
Yeah, Friday that we recorded, he went into the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, he went in Thursday night, I think. But anyway, it's
well, he's doing exactly. I was hoping he would stay sick a little bit longer.
No, no, it was Friday night. Yeah, I feel like rushing out of the hospital was just like, I mean, granted, as I alluded to in the show, it's like the White House has, you know, first-rate medical facilities there. So it's not like he went to a normal house, right? There was there's a 24-hour medical staff on call all the time for the doctor, I mean, for the president at the White House. So
it irritates me that he's making all these videos where, look, I'm fine.
Oh my God.
I'm healed.
Did you see the seniors one? The one that he did for his favorite voters, the seniors?
I don't know. I mean, I'm
this
only.
This is the. Here, see if you can follow what he's saying here. And oh, Jesus Christ. It's probably hidden on his fucking Twitter feed here. Let me find it. Uh oh. Nancy Pelosi said something, so he's like tweeting all that shit. To my favorite people in the world is the name of this video. You ready? Here we go. This is Trump.
So, to my favorite people in the world, the seniors.
He sounds out of breath.
I know you don't know that.
Yes.
Nobody knows that. Maybe you don't have to tell them, but I'm a senior.
You missed that. I'm a senior. You don't know that. Maybe nobody knows that. But I'm a senior. He says it as if you're surprised.
We
that
know
he's
that.
That
we know that.
Here we go.
I'm a senior. I know you don't know that. Nobody knows that. Maybe you don't have to tell them, but I'm a senior. We are making tremendous progress with this horrible disease that was sent over by China. China will pay a big price for what they did to the world and to us.
Yeah.
But we have medicines right now, and I call them a cure. I went into the hospital a week ago. I was very sick, and I took this medicine, and it was incredible.
This is October 8th. I went into the hospital a week ago. No, you didn't. You went into the hospital like 4 days ago.
I could have walked out the fire.
Wait, hold on. So here's what he's gonna say. He's gonna tell you that he didn't need the drugs, but the drugs saved his life.
I could have walked out the following day, sooner. It was incredible the impact it had, and we're gonna make that and others that are similar to it, almost identical. We're going to make them available immediately. We have an emergency use authorization that I want to get signed immediately. The FDA has moved at a level that they've never moved before. Things that would take 2, 3, 4 years are taking a matter of weeks or even sooner than that. And that's because of me. We're taking care of our seniors. You're not vulnerable, but they like to say the vulnerable, but you're the least vulnerable. But for this one thing, you are vulnerable.
You're vulnerable. People say that you're vulnerable, but you're not vulnerable. Well, for this one thing, you are vulnerable. Did you know that he was a senior, Adam?
I did. No matter how much he tries to hide it with fake tan.
You know, he said he knows that you didn't know that he was a...
No, I knew.
Senior.
I knew that. But I just think, yeah, they're saying in the chat room that he's selfish and everyone's mad at him and all that. And I agree. He's selfish. And, you know, he's already planning on, even though they're not going to do the debate, he wants to do that town hall. And I feel like there was some other event he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Even sooner than that. Yeah, he's doing an event tomorrow.
Why are people going to this event? He has coronavirus. I mean, like, he literally was diagnosed on Friday of last week. It's been a week. They tell everyone, even if you think you might have come in contact with someone who has it, you need to quarantine for 14 days. He's going to be in around people within like 8 days, 7 or 8 days of being diagnosed.
Yeah, and it's not ridiculous. Like I don't necessarily fault the people at the rallies because they're they're nowhere near him. They're nowhere
within 6 feet. Ignorant. I mean,
but think about this. He's going to fly on that metal tube
with
the press and all his people and everything. He's like, for hours, he's going to be in a, in a plane breathing the same air as those people. And then, he doesn't wear a mask. He doesn't wear a fucking mask. And it's like, apparently this past week in the West Wing, all of the people in the West Wing that had anything near, because he came down to work there, it's like they had to be in like full PPE gear with like the shield and the mask and everything. And it's just, I just want him to go. I want November 3rd to get here. I want November 3rd to get here and be over with.
Assuming he loses.
I don't honestly believe that there's a chance that he wins. But I think the only chance that Donald Trump wins is in his own mind.
But we didn't think that in 2016 either.
That was completely different. We didn't think, and we didn't necessarily think that in 2016. We there were some places that were polling and saying that it was, but it's like the numbers were never as lopsided as they are right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't like to. I like to stay pessimistic because I don't like to get my hopes up for things.
Yeah. The real problem that right now is just all the shit that they're going to try to pull to interfere with voting. But they do that in every election. And then after every fucking election, the Democrats sit around and go like, well, now's not the time to talk about it. It's just like, when is the fucking time to talk about it? It's like, can we please fix our goddamn election system?
Oh, it's, yeah. There's,
In Florida, felons got their rights back to vote.
Who, what? Say, I was reading.
In Florida, they restored felons' voting rights. Like people who were convicted of a felony in Florida used to not be able to vote. Now they're able to vote. But here's the insidious bullshit motherfucking crap that goes on top of that is that if that felon, part of the law says that they have to pay back restitution for whatever their felony was for, as well as the court costs, they have to pay all that stuff back. And if they don't, then they're not allowed to vote, which means that if they do vote, it's on them to go and find out what they owe. Like, okay. They don't get a bill sent to them in the mail. They get a little thing that says, here's your vote. You're able to vote. And it's like, but if you go down and vote and you actually owe money for anything, according to your case or the people that, the felony that, let's say it was a bank or whatever, the bank could say like, oh, you stole $600,000, whatever. It's like, you have to pay all that back or else you can't. And to do it, if you do owe a thing, is a felony, which means that they can get arrested. So it's like literally felons can go and think that they're legally able to vote, and then get thrown back in jail because they owe, some hidden court cost or something that they didn't even know about because they never got a bill. It's like it's on you to call them. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's like, why are we so afraid to let people vote in this country? It's like for a country that just talks about freedom and, the Constitution and everything, it's like, all they do is try to restrict people from voting.
Yeah, well, I hadn't really paid attention much to gerrymandering before, but Mark was watching some documentary or some Vox thing about voting on YouTube this last week. And I guess I knew, but I hadn't really thought about it, that whoever's in power, basically in the Senate or whatever, can just draw or whatever. Whoever's kind of in power in Congress can kind of just redraw maps.
Yep.
And say, like, and I don't think that should be able to be done in the on the Democrat side or the Republican side.
Right. But when it was done on the Republican side, and then the courts started, like, basically, you know, they would get challenged in courts and they would lose in the courts. And so that's why it's been Mitch McConnell's, like, effort since the day that Trump's gotten out. All Mitch McConnell has been doing is just getting Republican judges seated on benches and everything he wants. It's like, so that way when gerrymandering cases come up there or whatever, they don't get contested. That's why Mitch McConnell, like some madman out of the, you know, some weird Poe novel, has been getting Republican judges put on the courts.
I mean, I know Democrats have done it before as well. They were saying in this documentary that it's not
gerrymandering
just
has been done. Well,
thing,
gerrymandering has been done by both parties, but it's one of those, that's one of those bullshit false equivalency things. It's like, literally hundreds of Republican legislatures have done this, and maybe one or two Democratic people have done this on a much smaller scale. It's like, that's one of those bullshit things. It's just like going, like, you know, here, I'm saying that these 10 things are correct, and, you know, one of them is wrong. And then this person over here going, like, you know, well, I only got one thing wrong out of these three things, so, you know, we're equivalent. It's just like, no, that person got 9 other things right. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like that whole, like, that Me Too thing. Like, we on one side, we have, like, a climate scientist saying, like, the Earth is heating up. And then on the other side, we have, you know, somebody with, like, some philosophy degree going, like, no, the Earth isn't. Haven't you ever heard of this? And we treat them as if they are equivalent, right? Because they're on TV arguing with each other. Clearly, these are two equal sides. There's, like, two equal sides to this coin. And it's just like, no, this one guy, like, has, like, tons of science and shit behind him. And this other guy over here is just, you know, works for the Exxon.
The problem with gerrymandering or gerrymandering, whatever it's called, is that if you're the way they do it, you're going to have these people that are always underrepresented in their area, because they're lumped together with a bunch of people who are the opposite and have the majority. And so their votes don't really matter. Because it's like not equal. They don't have like an equal number of, you know, Democrats and Republicans in the same district.
Yes.
And so when they vote, it's just like me living in a state where, not gerrymandering, but just the fact that there's so many, you know, right-leaning folks in my state, my vote, like, I'm underrepresented because I... You know, and especially in the presidential election, because it doesn't really matter how I vote.
Let's see what's going on here with the national polls today.
I think it's like a 10-point lead now.
Yeah, 10.1. Biden is 52.1 to 42.
I mean, on 538, which got it completely wrong in 2016. But
yeah, but so you assume that he's going to go in there with the exact same formula this year?
No. No.
You don't think that they've corrected the problems that they had that year before?
And they do an average.
Guarantee you, like, these people make their living off of making polls. I guarantee you, and it's not just like one company that's doing this, right?
Right,
it's
they do an average.
No. What I'm saying is, like, all of these polling, it wasn't just 538 that got it wrong. A lot of people got it wrong. But the what those polling companies have done is they basically, like, spent months after that election looking at why they got it wrong. And it's just like, so there's been a lot of changes to the you know, their formulas. It'll have been a lot of changes to the way that they collect data and the way that they ask questions and who they're, it's like, so it's one of those things. It's, yeah. And Kathy Marshall is pointing out here, like, if 538 didn't get it wrong, it's a probability. It's like, there was 93% chance at one point that Hillary Clinton was going to win. There's still a 7% chance. And if you've ever been to Vegas, it's like, just because it's a small chance doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
Well, I was overly broad when I said they got it wrong. I just mean the polls said one thing, but something else happened. That's what I mean. Yeah. So all I mean is, like, we can't look at the polls and go, oh, it's a shoe-in.
No, that's why
everything's great, you know.
Adam, that is why I have been saying on this podcast for the last, what, 4 or 5 episodes, and I will continue for the next one, is like, make sure you go to, it's on both podcasts. Every single show, I remind people that it's important to go, no matter what, no matter who you're voting for, no matter what the polls say, no matter whatever, it's important for you to go and vote.
Yes. Even my neighbor that has the Confederate flag.
Yes. You should call him.
And tell him to go vote.
And remind him that voting day has been moved to November, November 4th.
All right.
There's a secret white voting place that, you can get to on November 4th.
Yeah. They don't want you to know about it because, you know, that's the vote that's really going to count.
Yeah.
And those Dems, they want you to go on the 3rd.
I'm just saying, at this point in time, there's not a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. I think people have realized, even though they don't want to say it in polite company, that he is, even though his most ardent supporters are realizing that he is not all there right now, that he is kind of unhinged.
You know what I really learned the past 4 years that really surprised me is I have always had the opinion that the president doesn't matter as much as we think, that there's all these guardrails around the president.
Yes.
And that, you know, there's nothing to worry about, you know, don't worry. There's all these other branches of government and there's, you know, all this stuff. And what I learned is, if you get someone who's crazy enough and willing to break enough rules in there and, you know, intimidate enough people, then you may need to worry about who the president is. I mean, if everything was working the way it was supposed to be, there are supposed to be checks and balances, and you're not supposed to be able to have some hideously crazy person that just destroys everything. That's the way it's supposed to work. Yes,
it is. But like most things,
something has happened.
Right. Locks are built for honest people, right? It's like it's one of those things that, you know, in polite society and in societal norms, it's like we thought we had things until we thought we had things done correctly until we end up with someone who says, fuck society, fuck those norms, whatever. I'm crazy. You know, I'm batshit crazy. I'm going to go and do this. I'm going to take it to the, anyway, you know what, Adam, let's say goodnight to the, lovely folks.
Okay.
Goodnight, lovely folks. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been fun, but it's all right. It's all right. He's not going to win this election. We will all go out and vote, and he will not win this election.
But you can vote for him if you want. Just make sure you go vote.
Don't vote for Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, don't. But when I say vote blue, you're like, don't say that, Adam.
Well, no, I didn't say don't say that. I just said the vote blue is voting. All right, there's a big difference between saying vote blue and saying don't vote for Donald Trump. It's just like, don't vote for Donald Trump is just like, okay, well, if there's, you know, the dog catcher happens to be your uncle who's a Republican, but he's a pretty nice guy and he's kind of moderate and doesn't even like Donald Trump. It's just like, you know, and he'd be a really good dog catcher.
Is the dog catcher your uncle?
No, I'm just saying that it's just like, there's a lot of people, he's like, oh, but I can't vote for my uncle because he's not a Democrat or whatever. He's like, but he's running for dog catcher and he's not like, he hates Trump, for God's sake. He's like, it's just, I think it's an oversimplification. I think it's a much easier and more accurate message to say, don't fucking vote for Donald Trump.
Don't vote for Mitch McConnell either.
Well, I don't live in Kentucky, so I don't have the ability to vote for Mitch McConnell.
All right, good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.